Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, it just simply means it. Hey, I'm back with another one, family. Today's episode is entitled, What is Project Integration Management? Again, what is Project Integration Management? Family, you know what? When I think about project integration, I think about the recipe. I think about the foundation. I think about the batter. I guess I'm getting hungry, huh? Because I'm talking all this food stuff. But family, honestly, though, integration brings it all together. Integration is the thing that combines everything together, family. So let's look at the foundation of this. What project integration management does is the key knowledge area. Again, the key knowledge area where project management that you could focus on coordinating and integrating all aspects of the processes and activities within a particular project. That's one thing. That's one of the reasons why I love integration so much, because it is the engine, now I switch it up from food to cars. Now, so it is the actual engine that makes it go. So let's unpack this a little bit more. So project integration there's a plethora of things that you could potentially talk about here, and I have a short amount of time, so I'm going to give you some. And again, there's more that as far as regarding integration that you can go into depth about, but I'm going to give you ones that I love and that, you know, hey, that I have the time for to go in without sounding so long-winded that I lose you guys. So first one is developing a project charter. See, with integration, this process allows is the ability to be able to define what the project is and allows you to authorize, or as we say, informally authorize the project manager to start leveraging resources, funds, and things of that nature. So again, project integration is one of the components that develops the actual project charter. You have the project management plan. With the project management plan, this is a combination, again, a combination. Okay, wait a minute, let me take a small, and I do mean small, commercial break. To all my new project managers, please, I beg of you, let's make sure that we don't do what I've seen very experienced project managers do, confuse what a project management plan is and what a project schedule is. These are two different entities. A project management plan is consisted of all of the knowledge areas. The project schedule is a more of a activity milestone driven type document. When someone says the project management plan and they start talking schedule, right then and there, you probably just might as well just tune out, because these are two different entities. I actually remember when I was on an interview one day, and a interviewer asked me, said, what's the difference between a project management plan and project schedule? And I said, well, a project management plan consists of the 10 knowledge areas, and a project schedule is, again, more task-oriented, more task-driven, you know, again, your activities with dates surrounded by that. And the interviewer looked puzzled. I was like, is everything okay? He was like, well, yeah. He said, the people that we've been interviewing for this role that have more experience than you do, 15 plus years of or more experience, and they were calling a project schedule a project management plan. I said, wow. I said, well, yeah. So by the way, I did end up getting a job, family, but I digress. Back from the commercial break, I just want to make sure, family, that you don't make that same mistake of confusing what a project management plan and a project schedule actually is, because again, a project management plan is around your triple constraints, your schedule, your budget, your scope, and of course, this is just basically a detailed plan. Don't consider a schedule a plan. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm off that. All right, next thing is it's around directing and managing project work. It looks like I'm just going down the process groups: initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. But excuse me, I am. In a sense, when you're directing and managing project work, more or less, this evolves around executing on what you said you were going to do, which is the project management plan. And you are managing your resources effectively. You're also ensuring that, watch this, that you're communicating up and down the stakeholder line. When I say up and down the stakeholder line, I mean up is going to communicating up to executives, and down being your project team, because you guys are meeting on a regular basis. So there's no need to repeat something that has already been understood and aligned on. So make sure, family, when you are in this particular process of directing and managing your project work, that you're adhering to the actual project management plan. Monitoring and controlling work. Again, the way I look at monitoring and controlling, as I told you before, family, is just measurement. It's just measuring what we said we were going to do around the process of the activities that we have in place. So we're tracking against these activities. So Rita said that she was going to be done with this particular task on Tuesday. Now it is Friday. What happened, Rita? We thought we were going to get it on Tuesday. What is there something we need to talk about here? Another one of the items I want to discuss here is performing integrated change control. Again, when you have one of the things I've talked about in a video about scope creep, and the reason why scope creep happens a lot of times is because people want to put their own ideology of how they think it should go instead of sticking to what we all agreed on. However, if something changes where what we all agreed on, that we have to make this change because it does make sense for the business, it makes sense for our customer, then we need to go through a perform integrated change control. And that just basically getting approval on what our next step is in changing this scope and keeping that document. Family, make sure, please make sure that when you go through change management, yes, they're going to have it documented, but you also keep it documented as well, because I've also seen how that's come back to bite project managers because of the fact that they didn't take the documentation down or take the documentation that was already in place to hold in their hand or hold in the, if you use a SharePoint site or you just have it in your folders. Because when I'm set up my project, or when I'm getting ready to lead a project, I have five folders. I have an initiate folder, a planning folder, an executing folder, a monitoring, controlling, and a closing folder. And each corresponding document or documents go according to where we're at in the project in there. So I'll know. I'll give you example. For example, the project charter will go in the initiating folder. So family, this is really good. This helps you stay organized and things of that nature. So the last and final item or thing that I think is going to really help you is when you is closing the project. Now this process involves finalizing all the project activities, documenting the lessons learned. When let me park there too. I also mentioned, family, that you should be documenting your lessons learned through the entire project, not just when you get to the end. I've seen that done where we wait to the end. I've been guilty of it too. So I'm not just pointing the finger at you. I also got four fingers pointing back at me as well. So I do understand that sometimes we can get so caught up that we forget to document our lessons learned through the journey. But it's very important through the journey, you document those lessons learned. So by the time you get to the end, all you're doing now is revisiting those lessons learned so you can find out, so we can have a more evolved conversation. And then again, making sure that all the project activities are met. Basically, the objective of this project, did we meet that? If we met it, let's move forward. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode discussing what is project integration. Again, I went around the I talked about initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and my favorite, of course, is where we celebrate and we pop the bubbly, is closing. I hope you enjoyed today's video. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.